Here in 1935. Since that time, I have tried to be smart with you. Gone primarily all the way around the world. And we have had messages and visitors from all of the ecclesiastical denominations, primarily in the world, in this past. I just hear elsewhere in the world that they took the test, and nobody that understands it has ever been able to refute. They took it to Rome, and it was let down into that. The 12 of us that went to Rome in 1971, including the president, vice president, and also the public relations director, Dr. Hobbs, and Sister Mary Grove, and others. 50 or 12 all together. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I say, because everything that I'm going to say is what I'm going to hear is going to be of some importance. And we do hope to learn something or say something that you possibly don't know. And we intend to prove it to you, too. You would be surprised at the things that's necessary for you to learn, and how little the world knows about the Creator and Savior. Many of you say that they don't even know his name. Now that sounds funny. Now that's not so. In some, including Cardinal Vermilion in the Vatican in Rome, when Dr. Burbank Griffin, and the dean of the state of New York, wrote this chart down in Rome. Nobody didn't ask for it. But he looked up there on it and he seen these names. He's typing. And he said, I've seen you use your true name of our Heavenly Father at this time. Now, if there ever was an indictment, that was one. But if these are the true names, the other is false. Now, somebody may think, well, I'm just going to go on anyhow, and so be it. Well, I have some news for you. You have faith in me, and you just might as well say that one time is the other. That's what you're going to meet in the judgment. Galilee and Yahshua. Heroin is a type by the Father in shape and form. Now, if you will permit me to say so, which I have said repeatedly and many times, I was caught up into the third heaven itself. I talked with Yahweh Elohim. I've seen what you call angels, apparitions. And as Paul says, behold, before Yahweh, I lie not. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. That is pretty good time to be. Now, somebody will say, well, look, I don't believe in visions and revelations. That is past and gone. I beg your pardon. That's just not so. If you haven't had a vision, you will have one coming. Everybody I'm talking about, because he will appear. And as Yahweh said, as I live, saith Yahweh, then knee. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Yahshua is tied to the satisfaction and glory of Yahweh. You're going to have that tradition. And the Apostle Paul said this, "For this cause I bow my knee." And bow down to it. And I would like to say to this, we have sent such work all over the world to this, the political and religious heads of the world. And they have examined, but they refuse to make any statement about it. The reason for it is because they know good well that if they say anything at all in his favor, they condemn themselves. And if they say anything against it, they still got that kind of name, because it is the truth. There is not a true synagogue in the world, or rabbi, you call, in the world, but what don't know that the name of our Heavenly Father is Yahweh. And the title for him is King Farm of Ram, his fellow. And the name of his son is Yahshua. Now, if you don't learn anything else tonight, let that go home. Let it be a lesson to you. And just remember, you're going to have to bow down to it. Now, I'm not to say this too. I was assistant pastor in the Church of God for 15 years. I was classified as a Bibliomaniac. That means one that knows chapter and verse in the Bible. And you're not going to read anything out of it. It's going to be a surprise to me. And here, one day, I was sitting in my home after I had got put out from the faith of God for talking about there was no such thing as true works of grace. Grace is not a work to begin with. Well, I was talking about that, and for 2 years, no better than 2 years, I was grieved very much about it. And I cried. Now, what I'm talking about crying, I mean I shed tears. And I was hurt all today about that. Because I was classified as a real young man at that time. I'm 78 now. Well, I'm 43, soon will be 43 years old. I mean, I have been born up to after they've been birthed 43 years. That's how old I am. Born in that moment. So, it hurt so bad, I wanted to know of Yahweh. I take my little girl and walk the railroad. I didn't want to be bothered with nobody. I was grieving. And I take my lunch and my little dog's lunch and go up the railroad. Sit down on the trestle up there on the railroad where the little stream's running and call myself one thing. That my feet and cold, never caught a fish, don't remember catching a one out of it. But it was a place of seclusion. And I would sit there and look at my little dog, you know, run around in the leaves. All the natural birds over here. I look at the cattle. I look at the green grass. I look at the water. And the little minnows in the brook. there's a lot of strip buildings in one place. Now, I want to show you what I thought about it. I'm going to ask Dr. Dennis Reed. Now, he know right where to go, and quite a few of you know right where to go. Now, this is what was on my mind.
Acts 17:30-31. In the times of this ignorance, y'all may wink at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given proof unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead.
Now that was what was in my mind. I'll say it to you in terms that you can understand. Now this is the apostle Saul. You call him Paul. I do want to go. Saul is Hebrew. Paul is Greek. His name was not changed from Saul to Paul. That's not enough. Now, just to show you this one. When Yahweh is going, spoke to him on the way going down to Damascus. He said, Saul, Saul. Now that means no King James Version of the Bible that's supposed to be translated into Greek. But they didn't translate it. They didn't put Paul like that. They said, Saul, Saul. Now, since I mentioned that, when Yahweh spoke to Moses at the burning bush, he called him Moses. Moses. Now what that often means to you is he knows everybody's parental name. And he called them by their name. In other words, your name, just as it is, is known unto Yahweh. But that parental name that you carry, that is really not your name. There's another name. And that is Yahweh. Yahshua. Your body. Now listen. Our whole family. And heaven and earth. Would you mind reading? For these things, people don't pay no attention to, and they just drift on me, see? I'm back myself.
Ephesians 3:15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, mm-hmm. of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Mm-hmm. The whole family in heaven and earth is named. So by that means. That means the angels. That's in heaven. And that's in all the people in the earth. We call by that same name. Now, while I'm on that, I would like to say this. Now, that is not Roman Catholic. That is not Baptist. Neither is that Methodist. That's not Presbyterian. It's Unitarian. Now, if this is hard to say, and it's almost a curse. See how it means. Of course, I understand. I'll have to admit that I do. Can pass on by and know and be told about these true names. And then this won't be a curse. Now, look. Folks, you look these names up. and encyclopedias, and Bibles, King James Version too, and the footnotes, and whatnot. And there's some other things I want to bring to your attention. And what I'm trying my best to do is to present to you something that you don't know too much about. I'm talking about the new people in the world. You don't know too much about it. Having made no, I might say, earnest investigations. This is what we've been taught all our lives. For granted, you want to hear, no, I do the same thing, so I don't have the same boast about it, so don't feel bad about it. But it is my duty to bring these things up. Now, these words that you read out of Acts of the Apostles, the 17th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, as far as Yahweh, have given full assurance in that he has raised him from the dead. Now listen. For he has appointed a day wherein he shall judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. Now listen. Let's put on our thinking caps and listen. Now how in the world is Yahweh alone? How in the world is he going to convince the Roman Catholics, the Protestants, the Buddhists, the Gentiles, and so forth and so on? How is he going to convince them? That is to say, make them see eye to eye and face to face with this idea. How is he going to do that? Now, you just can't run around and call chapters and verses. That won't work.
Right.
But now, how are you going to do it? You never did that in yourself. As stubborn and as foolish and as hard-headed as we are, how in the world is Yahweh going to judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained? That is to say, make Roman Catholics and Protestants and Buddhists and everybody see eye to eye and face it. How are they going to do that? Now that was what was on my mind. Yeah. That was on my mind for over 2 years. When I thought about it constantly, day in and day out. By, as I already stated, sitting in my living room, reading very deeply because I couldn't tell my brethren of the Church of God and they did it with me. And I cried many nights as I told them. We're just used to concern about. And there have been thousands of people in and out of this classroom since this truth has been running. Many of them turned gone. Wouldn't expect it. So forth and so on. But now look. Oh. Yahweh has a way that he's going to touch this world in righteousness. Now that's what he showed me in the reading, that's what he showed me. But I knew that I couldn't talk it out. So he showed me also that what I would have to do make some kind of a drawing or some kind of a... He told me what to make an object. You shouldn't be hanging around the only people who are Well, I don't see it, and I don't think all that's necessary. That's what you may think. And I never would mind all of that. That's what you might think. But the simplicity of it is the thing that's wrong. Now, that brings me down to the Bible. We'll read the verse out of the Bible. That's what I'm going to read, too. One of the 150 divisions of Psalms, the last two verses. Now, what I'm asking here is the name. And in the Romans 1 and 10 and 20. Now, I'm going to say some verses. 150 divisions of Psalms, the last two verses.
Praise him upon the loud cymbal.
Praise him upon the loud cymbal.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal.
Let everything that hath breath praise Yahweh.
Let everything that hath breath praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That name is Yahweh. That's the maximum part of the thing. And where is the feminine part? Let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. Now you may not think, see, that you've used that name, but and I'm talking to everybody here. Now, if you notice, it didn't say let every man or woman do that, but it said let everything. Just had a prayer. Praise God. Mind and big, right?
That's right.
See, everything you need calls to breathe, to breath. Now, look. Y'all be just demonstrating. Now, you watch. That's in the church head. You do that. Everybody does. Now, you didn't realize that you were pronouncing that name by the little priest. Everything that has breath. That is to say, Yahweh breathes into the nostrils. Man. And we became a living soul. Great. And ever since that you've been. Then somebody comes on and says, in the name of the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, I can breathe up to the Lord. We ain't still going. And somebody said, well, the children of Israel come out of the Egypt on their clouds. I don't believe that. Maybe I'm just trying to get out of the house. I don't believe that. Yeah, he has his brain. The clouds, see. He's going to talk about his brain right now. Been walking around in it all of his life. You'd be surprised at Austin Day. Yes, indeed. Now, in the first chapter of John, I read it about the 18th verse, or somewhere there. It says, let me enlighten every man that cometh into the world. Now, if you want to know something, we could not have become this through it. Without the help. You say? Now, what's our problem? See, if Yahweh enlightens every man that comes into the world so that he don't have no excuse and he made everything in the universe to point him to.
is existed. So that you wouldn't have no excuse, which we're going to read before we leave. You just don't have no excuse. You may think you do, but you don't.
Right.
No legitimate excuse, and this is not going to affect it. Now, look, he is the creator. I'm repeating, for the sake of explanation. So he made everything as it is to point to him, to do away with my universe. And he is not going to set on shooting alibi. Now, here's what our problem is. Second Corinthians. Now, listen, I've told you, he enlightens every man that cometh into the world. See, you ever know. See, the most of us, sometime or another, has two children. Two small children. See? Just for to see, just born, and how are you doing? See? So, now, mama don't have to teach them how to nurse. You think about that? Now, did you see the simplicity in that? Mama don't have to say, now, look, can you draw like this on the ground? You see, on the wall. He does a mouth open. Her old neighbor had a mouth open. You see what I'm talking about?
That's pretty
gullible
truth.
Mm-hmm. Now remember, he enlightened everyone who cometh into the world. That's his responsibility. And see to it that you don't have no justifiable responsible excuse when you come into this judgment system. Now read that. Now here's where your problem is.
But if our gospel be here, it is here to them that are lost.
Now look, that's what's your problem. Let me just say this. See, if our gospel be here, it is to them that are lost. Read on.
In whom the spirit of this age.
In whom the spirit of this age.
Have blinded
the mind. That's what it goes. That's what it has blinded the mind. Now that's what happened. The spirit of this age has blinded your mind. That you run around saying, now look, I ain't going to apologize. I'm going to tell you something I can hear. That you run around saying, I'm a Roman Catholic. Lord, my people was raised in the Roman Catholic Church. And you see good guys. And a Roman Catholic traitor in the first church. Martin Luther was the first man out of it.
Now that's not so.
Could you imagine Joshua the Messiah or Reverend Yahweh coming in here soon to set up a Roman Catholic church? Oh, Jesus, do me if you please. Now that's just downright inexcusable stupidity. It's a lot of reasons. Don't miss no kind of thing. Say. Bring on.
In whom the spirit of this age.
In whom the spirit of this age.
Have blinded the minds of them which have
been. Blinded the minds. Now remember. Don't forget. Don't forget. Now Yahweh's enlightened every one of them that cometh into the world. Something happened to us since we got here. See? And now we can't tell what happened to us. Okay. Read on.
Have blinded the minds of them which
believe not. The minds of them that believe not.
Let the light of the glorious gospel of the Messiah.
Let the light. for the glorious gospel of the Messiah,
who is the image of Yahweh,
who is the actual image of Yahweh alone.
Should shine unto them.
And they would be saved.
For we preach not ourselves.
Now, we're not preaching ourselves. See? So we're preaching
that the Messiah, Yahshua the Savior.
The Messiah, Yahshua the Savior. Now, let's go. Now, that's what I thought. There is a satanic spirit that was tempted on the terrace. Come on down through the Garden of Eden and on down through the previous ages that are ages in the past. And the Ruben and post-Ruben ages. And it's down in this present age. That's blinded the mind. Let the doorward side of the gospel of Joshua stand in the air, and they would. Now, what I have done thus far, I have tried to preach and teach in simplicity so that a child can see. That's another thing. Don't have no problem with it. Now that, I want you to read Romans 1:19-20. Now this is what we're doing. We don't want to be in the dark about it. This is Yahweh's responsibility. All right, please.
Because that which may be known of Yahweh.
Hey, look. It's possible. Are you to know something? Didn't say that. Didn't say breathe. See? But what?
Is manifest in them.
Repeat.
Because that which may be
because
known.
That which may be known.
Of Yahweh.
Of Yahweh.
Is manifest in them.
It's manifested in you.
For Yahweh hath showed it unto them.
For Yahweh hath showed it unto them. Now we're going to find out about that thing too. For Yahweh hath showed it unto them. All right, we know.
For the invisible.
Now just a minute. Just a minute. Now we got people running around saying, well, I can't see something. I don't see anything. Can we see in the air? Now, we've always been real about that. It is that bread. Now, because that which may be known, no more guessing, no more speculation, that sure would. Because that which may be known, Yahweh showed it unto them. Now, what you Paul is talking about in this first chapter book is this right here. Money. All right, read on.
For the invisible things of him.
Now, look. Now, look, I don't want to just go to take up a whole lot of time just reading here and there. But now, for the invisible things. He is an invisible deer. See? For the invisible things of him. Now you say take it. See? Alright. Read on.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world.
Now did you see how far back you carried that? He carried right on back from the invisible things of him from the creation of the world. The invisible things. From the creation. and read Genesis 1:26, what did Satan go on saying to you, say? They said, I want to sit down on your street.
Say, you here.
And stand up that Yahweh made the man in his likeness and in his image. Joshua is an express image, an image. This is a man. It's an image. The outline is there. See? Now, in that position, he's immovable. See? But he made the man over here. Adam, I'm talking about. In his likeness and image. They had thought and made a man. This physical man and this improper real man. See? In his likeness and image. Because? Is that right? What did he do that for? Read.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Are clearly seen.
Being understood by the things that are made.
Being understood by the things that are made. Listen, folks, Yahweh made a man. He made him in his own likeness and in his own image. Is that right?
Right.
Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, this one is just a walkthrough. All right, read on down there.
From the invisible things of him, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen.
Clearly seen.
Being understood by the things that are made.
Now you understand the invisible things by the things that are made. See? I told you to deal with, to look at the natural, to understand the supernatural or the invisible. See? Now Yahweh, remember I told you this, that I tried for over 2 years, see, and I had in my mind that Yahweh was going to study the Word and write it by that man whom he ordained. How could he be able to just throw the tablets in front of foods and every other kind of the great day? How is he going to be able to do it? Now he only got this. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Him there. Being understood by the things that are made. And he found out that he made a man. And his likeness in him. What was that for?
But to show you how he can rule it. So you don't have no excuse.
Now here the folks on now just told you that the ignorance of it. Now here's the man. See? We have this thing called the man. It's invisible. See? Now here the apple tree makes it look just like this man here.
So the doorway starts to do a run at 6 4 and still.
Now the reason why I brought that up? Now this is what the people say. This is some of the things that been taught. They've been taught this Trinitarian concept. Meaning this, that the Lord is one, God is another, and Jesus Christ is three distinctive individual personalities in the Godhead. I want to know whether that's right or not. Is that what they say? I'm starting to argue with me. Okay. Now, Yahweh made special for me to teach us.
But that's not so. Is that what I mean?
Now, read what he said.
Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel.
Now, listen, Israel, I told you this.
way out
of
trouble.
You got to hear over this. You got to hear first. Somebody's going on a honeymoon. I don't believe that stuff. You see? You follow what I mean? I just don't believe that stuff. You see what I'm talking about? That is God was talking. Showing you how he don't judge the world unrighteous by that man he has ordained. Tell me how it's done. Makes things, everything simple. Makes it that way. The point to him. Made man in his life in him. It's the point to him. Tell you how he made us. And get this straight, too. The Lord God, that word, made man. Now listen, let us make man, man in singular. Us is plural, more than one, in our own and in our life. We have a plurality there, is that right? All right. Deuteronomy 6:4.
Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel.
Yahweh our Elohim.
Yahweh our Elohim.
Is Yahweh a unit?
Is Yahweh a trinity?
No.
Okay. I tell you. Now, what are we going to do about that? So much of what I understand here. Thank you. Well, now look. Here's a man here. There's a tabernacle. The man is threefold. He has a fifth tabernacle. He has a tabernacle. But he has a high coming tabernacle. Now the tabernacle.
And in your spirit,
now watch this man.
You are his.